USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 13-year veteran cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, shot and killed in the line of duty in a parking garage yesterday morning. The acting police chief, Marcus Jones, says Officer Thomas Bamba had radioed for backup to help him with what he described as disorderly subjects.
When fellow officers arrived to assist, they found Officer Bamba suffering from a gunshot wound.
They have not yet identified any suspects. About half of Chicago's voters say they support the possible teachers' strike there. The Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago poll showing 49% of voters either strongly or somewhat support a teacher walkout, 38% against it. Teachers could be on the picket lines as soon as Thursday if the union and the city don't work out a new agreement. 12 Democratic candidates will be on a debate stage in Ohio tonight. It'll be shown on CNN. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly half Chicago's voters surveyed say they're in support of a teacher's strike. The survey was done by the Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago pollsters, and it shows that 49% of the voters either strongly or somewhat support a walkout by the teachers. 38% were clearly opposed. The teachers could hit the picket lines as early as Thursday if the contract talks with the city don't yield a deal. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is to be arraigned in court shortly on groping charges. The actor has reportedly been accused by at least 5 women. He's only been charged in 2 of the cases. One of his attorneys says he plans to plead not guilty. The Fox News Channel announcing how it's handling the sudden loss of one of its biggest names.
This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades.
Until a permanent anchor is named to succeed Shepard Smith, his 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time hour will be staffed by other anchors from the network's news division. For the time being, it means Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, Britt Hume, Shannon Bream, Martha McCallum, Bill Hemmer, and John Roberts will be among the Fox Newsers taking turns anchoring that hour. Additionally, the Fox News president and executive editor Jay Wallace says the replacement show will remain a solid news hour and will end up having a designated anchor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.